You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, Richard Di Natale resigns as leader of the Greens. Barnaby Joyce says he'll challenge the National's leadership position if a spill is held. And Australians stranded in the Chinese city where the coronavirus outbreak began expected to fly to Christmas Island today. Richard Di Natale has resigned as federal leader of the Greens to spend more time with his family. He made the surprise announcement to colleagues this morning, immediately spilling his position as leader and those of co-deputy leaders Larissa Waters and Adam Bandt. Senator Di Natale has been party leader since 2015 when he replaced Christine Milne. He says the time is right for him to step into a new phase of his life.
Lots of small things about this job that are sometimes frustrating, annoying, but the bottom line is it's a tough and demanding job. My boys are 9 and 11. I want to be present in their lives. My wife has been a huge support for me in my career. I want to be able to support her in her career.
Senator Di Natale said there were many things he was proud of, singling out the 2010 carbon price negotiation, the Royal Commissions into the banking and disability sectors, and the legislation of same-sex marriage. The Greens Party Room will vote for a new leadership team tomorrow, Tuesday, February the 4th. And Barnaby Joyce has confirmed he'll challenge Michael McCormack for the leadership of the National Party if the position is spilled. National's MPs will meet in Canberra tomorrow to vote for a new deputy leader after Bridget McKenzie resigned over the sports grant scandal. With Senator McKenzie stepping down as deputy, there will be a ballot for her position, but it is up to the National's party room as to whether there is a leadership spill. Mr. Joyce has told the Seven Network he'll leave it up to his colleagues to decide whether the party needs a new leader.
If people want to investigate whether there's going to be a change, now's the time to do it, 2 years before the next election. With Bridget's stepping down, there's obviously going to be a ballot in any case for the deputy. So
right.
There you go. But it's up to other people. If they want to do the spill, they'll do the spill. If they don't, they don't.
But Mr. McCormack is confident he'll continue as leader.
There is no vacancy for the leadership at the moment of the National Party, and I have delivered for regional Australia. I've absolutely made sure that the $100 billion record amount of money that we're spending on infrastructure that regional Australia has received its fair share.
Barnaby Joyce resigned as Deputy Prime Minister and leader of the Nationals in February 2018 following revelations of his affair with a former staffer. Australians stranded in the Chinese city of Wuhan, the origin of the coronavirus outbreak, are expected to fly to Christmas Island today. A Qantas flight bound for Wuhan via Hong Kong left Sydney on Sunday afternoon. The flight is operated by a volunteer team of 4 pilots and 14 Qantas cabin crew and will undergo several cautionary procedures both in flight and once it's landed. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has told the Seven Network the only way to ensure those coming from China don't pass the virus on to others is to quarantine them.
We want to make sure that we isolate people coming from Wuhan, and obviously we've put in place a lot of logistical support. We've worked very closely with Defence and Border Force. They'll receive those people, and people will be in quarantine for up to 14 days until they can get clearance from the doctors. Mm. And once that happens, people can then return back to their homes.
There have been 12 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Australia. The man shot dead by British police after stabbing 2 people in South London was a convicted terrorist who had recently been released from prison. It's understood that 20-year-old Sudesh Aman, who was jailed for possessing and distributing terrorist documents in December 2018, had been released from prison in the past 6 weeks. Police received reports of the stabbing in the Streatham neighborhood around 2 p.m. local time on Sunday in an attack they believe to be Islamist related. Deputy Assistant Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police, Lucy Dorsey, says an explosive device was found strapped to the body of the suspect. Was a hoax.
We are confident that this is an isolated incident that has been contained. Officers from our counter-terrorism command are investigating at pace. We are also liaising and cooperating with the Independent Office of Police Conduct as they conduct their necessary inquiries.
New South Wales fire crews are hopeful widespread rains have settled bushfires burning across the state. Crews used more favourable conditions yesterday to contain the Moreton fire, which has burnt more than 23,000 hectares in the Southern Highlands and 333,900 hectares Duns Road blaze in Snowy Mountains. Conditions are expected to ease on today with cooler weather forecasts in southern New South Wales, but a high fire danger warning is in place for most of the state. It follows a difficult day on Saturday where strong winds and high temperatures pushed the massive 177,000 hectare border fire north towards Bigger Valley, while three separate blazes burning southwest of the region merged into one. And New South Wales MP Andrew Constance has welcomed the Red Cross's announcement. It is doubling the amount of funding available to help people affected by bushfires. The member for Bigger criticised the charity last month for being too slow to deliver donated funds to bushfire victims. The Red Cross had given out $8 million of a planned initial allocation of $300 million, which included about 3,000 grants of between $2,000 and $10,000 for people who had lost their homes and $20,000 to families who lost loved ones. Mr. Constance has thanked the charity for heeding his calls to provide more financial support to bushfire victims.
The financial support for those who've lost everything has now gone to $20,000 per household, and I would urge everybody to come forward and seek that financial assistance. Also today, they're providing financial assistance to burns victims and also those who might have structural damage to their property but mightn't necessarily have lost their whole home.
The additional cash grants total $30.5 million, and the complete amount available for bushfire relief to $61.5 million. And some 250 scientists with expertise in climate, fire and meteorology are calling for urgent action to reduce Australia's greenhouse gas emissions and engage constructively in international agreements. The scientists from universities across the country say the impacts of climate change are coming faster, stronger, and more regularly. Associate Professor Alex Sen Gupta from the University of New South Wales says there's a clear link between climate change and the severity of this bushfire season.
The acceptance of climate change and the concerns around climate change are also always heightened when we have these extreme events. I think a similar event happened a few years ago when we had the mass bleaching of the coral reef. You know, we lost between 30 and 50% of the Great Barrier Reef over the course of a couple of years, and these things are really important to Australians.
Six of Australia's natural history museums have also issued a joint statement calling for greater action to counter the impacts of climate change, saying they estimate the destruction to the nation's biodiversity from recent bushfires is in the trillions of dollars. And to sport, in tennis, Novak Djokovic has defeated Dominic Thiem in a 6-4, 4-6, 2-6, 6-3, 6-4 thriller to clinch an 8th Australian Open crown and reclaim the world number one title. Under siege for much of the four-hour match, the defending champion found himself behind after three sets for the first time in eight finals at Melbourne Park. But after capturing the decisive break in the third game of the final set, the Serb locked down the match to secure his 17th Grand Slam title. Djokovic has praised the Austrian's efforts.
Dominic, is a fantastic tennis player that plays with tremendous amount of power in his shots, especially from the forehand side. He uses his slice really well, so he disrupted my rhythm in my game at one point, and he was a better player. I mean, he one point and probably one shot separated us tonight.
And having a look at the weather, Broome mostly cloudy, 32, Perth a sunny day, 38, Adelaide possible morning shower, 22, Melbourne partly cloudy, 18, Hobart showers and wind, 16, Albury-Wodonga mostly sunny, 23, Canberra sunny, 30, Wollongong light shower or 2, 27, Sydney light shower or 2 as well, 29, Newcastle showers and a possible storm, 29, Brisbane hot and sunny, 36, Townsville partly cloudy, 31, Cairns possible shower, 33, Alice Springs cloudy, 23, Darwin rain at times and possible storm, 32, and the Torres Strait Islands partly cloudy day and a top of 31. And that is NITV Radio News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.